everyone, and welcome to Wonderful World of Disney, round 8, Immunity.
Woo! We're getting so close to the finale, you guys.
It's so close!
It's crazy.
So, this immunity...
we decided to call it, he's a beaver, he shouldn't be saying anything. In other words, and it's movies in which animals didn't talk.
Or
which
sing.
Disney doesn't do a lot of.
Yeah. But these people found movies, so yay!
Woo! We actually have 2 submissions this week, so now we've got a freebie.
Instead of just one. So there are 2 immunity submissions, and they are Melly and Blackjack. So we will be listening to those. But first up is Melly, and her monologue is from Pocahontas, which doesn't have any animal speaking.
It does have a tree that talks, though, but we never said anything about that, so.
That's not an animal.
Yeah, that's not an animal, it's a plant. Still.
But yeah.
Yeah, we never said anything against talking plants, so.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's okay, but.
It's alright, because none of the animals talk.
Yeah.
So, here is Melly with her scene from Pocahontas.
Grandmother Willow, I need to talk to you about my father. He wants me to marry Gokoum. He's so serious, but my father thinks it's the right path for me. Lately, I've been having this dream. I don't know what to think about it, but... Well, I'm running through the woods. And then right there in front of me is an arrow. As I look at it, it starts to spin. And it spins faster and faster and faster until suddenly... It stops. I think it might be pointing me down my path, but Grandmother Willow... What is my path? How am I ever going to find it? My mother would know, wouldn't she? I just don't understand.
And that was Melly with her scene.
Woo!
Yeah, I really like the emotion you put in this. I wish there were parts because, like, the parts where she's like, really worried about she doesn't know which path to go down for her life. And I wish you would have put, like, a little more emotion into that because she's, like, worrying about it and everything.
Yeah.
This was not the music that normally goes with the scene. And there was one part where you get to what is my path. I thought the music at that part just sounded really weird and didn't, like,
match it sounded pretty cheerful, I thought.
Yeah, I didn't think it matched the emotion at all of the scene. So I just thought it sounded really strange. But I did like this scene. I just wish there was a little more emotion put into it because she was worrying so much. And then just that part with the music I thought was really weird. It didn't match at all, I thought.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I like that she did use music, but I don't think it was the right music for that scene. I disagree on the emotion because I thought she sounded kind of sad at the beginning more so than worried, and it just didn't feel quite right to me, and she didn't have that, like, she didn't quite pull off that, like, just quiet confidence that Pocahontas has even when she's worried. So, I don't know. I mean, I thought it was a good choice. I liked it, but I thought the emotion definitely was not quite in the right place.
All right. So, the other immunity submission is Blackjack. And his is from, I didn't even know this was a Disney movie.
Yeah, Remember the Titans. It's not like Disney. It's made by Buena Vista Pictures, which is a kind of an imprint of Disney. Disney owns it. It's one of their live-action-y studios.
I didn't know this was Disney at all. But, yeah.
I didn't either. I had to go look it up. I'm like, I forget who published this, but I'm sure it's one of those Disney-owned studios. And I was right. It was Buena Vista, so there you go.
So this is Blackjack as Julius, and it's a scene from Remember the Titans. So yeah. So here is Blackjack.
No, it ain't, Coach. With all due respect, you demanded more of us. You demanded perfection. I ain't saying I'm perfect, because I'm not, and I never gonna be. None of us are. But we have won every single game we played till now. So this team is perfect. We stepped out on that field that way tonight. And if it's all the same to you, Coach Boone, that's how we want to leave it.
And that was Blackjack.
Alrighty. I thought you had good emotion on this. I liked how you tried to do a little bit of, like, a southern accent. Because, if I remember... Yeah, I don't remember which character this was, actually. Because, like, at first I thought it was the quarterback guy, but then I remembered he was the one that got in a car accident and, like, couldn't go to the game, the final game. So I don't remember which one... Oh, okay, now I remember.
I don't.
It was the... One of the black dudes that, like, became... That originally, like, hated the white quarterback guy and then wound up being, like... His closest friend or whatever. That's the one.
Oh, is that like the main one, I think?
I think so. Because he was the one that was just like real antagonistic from the beginning. Like he didn't want to listen to anybody. Mm-hmm. But neither did the quarterback dude. And then they wound up like, I forget how, but they wound up like coming together and working together.
Yeah.
So, this was a really good movie. But yeah. I thought your scene was really short, and for this, and it was only like 30 seconds or something, and in that short of a time span, it just, like, I thought you did really well, but I wish you would have brought the emotional levels up some more for, like, a bigger impact in that small amount of time. But overall, this was just really good.
Yeah, I really liked the emotion and how you, like, developed the character, like, with the accent and everything. Just, like, Audrey, I listened to it, and I was like, this is really short. I think if you would have maybe picked a little bit of a longer monologue, or I don't know if this was the whole thing or what, but if it was just a little longer, I think it would have been, like, way better, because I think you did develop the character really well and stuff. So I thought it would have been, like, really, like, this was good, but I thought it would have been... better.
Yeah.
If you did that. So yeah. So those are our two submissions. Another short episode.
I know.
So yeah, Audrey and I will go decide who gets immunity and then we will be right back. We are back. Yay! Okay.
That was fast. It only took, like, what, 2 seconds? Not even? Yeah.
Not even 2 seconds. We're just that good. So, yeah, we decided who got immunity.
This was a hard choice.
It was.
But at least we actually had a choice this time. No more of this.
So, she'd be like, here you go!
It's like, oh, here, you're the only one that submitted. Here you go. No more of that nonsense.
Yeah.
All right. We have deliberated and added up scores and so forth. And the winner of the immunity this week is... Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun! Blackjack AV! Woo!
Woo!
Yes. So Blackjack has immunity. He cannot be eliminated this round.
Yay! That was the wimpiest DA I've ever given. There was just like air coming out. Yeah. See, I don't even know why we do immunities for you guys, because it's not like you need them.
I know. It's just, whatever. Like, what's the point? But yeah.
So, yeah.
Alright, so.
For immunity.
We still need some main rounds of missions. Nudge, nudge. Get them in, people. You know who you are.
Yeah.
We're not naming names. Yeah, oh, also, like, we're going to say this again in the main round, I'm sure, just to, like, refresh your memories, but there is, marked on the list, an immunity for next round. That was put there before we had to recalculate and take out a round because of people dropping like flies. And so, like, we forgot to take out an immunity. We didn't realize in our calculations that we would wind up with an immunity that would put somebody into the finale.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
That's not gonna fly. So, yeah, we're gonna take out that immunity and probably save it for next season.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go.
And then we're redoing something for the finale. I don't know. Should we tell them now? I don't know.
Yeah, we're talking, we're still kind of working a little bit of logistics out about the finale, because it's going to be a little different than is listed.
Yeah.
Because that's just how we roll. We realize in the middle of things that maybe it would be really cool if we change things up.
Because we want to be cool.
Not to like throw no, off, not are. To like throw you guys off or anything. That's not our intent, but
no,
to make it awesome.
Just to make it fun, because this is Disney.
Duh, Disney.
And because we're fun. So, yeah.
Alrighty. So, we'll tell you that later.
Yeah.
We're saving that big reveal for later.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. I think that's everything.
Yeah. Yay for another short episode!
I know, this one was only, like, what? 5 minutes longer than the other one?
Probably, yeah.
Maybe 10 minutes once you add in the actual, like,
yeah,
submissions. Because I think we've actually talked longer on this one than we did on the other one.
Yeah. But
otherwise, yeah.
So that was the immunity episode for round 8. We will be back tomorrow for the main round. Yeah.
Woo.
And then after tomorrow's episode, there will only be 4 people.
I know, we're going to have to cut 2 people. This is, like, impossibly difficult, and it makes me sad.
Yeah. So, after tomorrow, we'll only have 4 people, and that's going to suck. So, yeah. Thank you all for listening to the immunity, and we will be back tomorrow with the main round.
All right.
So, have a magical day.
Yay.